WBDG thanks Classic Kings Automotive, located at 8485 West Washington Street. Classic Kings services include the restoration of foreign, domestic, and vintage classic cars and newer autos as well. Classic Kings also offers sales and brokerage services. 317-333-4427 is the number for Classic Kings. On the web at ClassicKings.com. Thanks to Classic Kings Automotive for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast.
And then go to break when you're done. Welcome back here to Hendricks Regional Health Stadium as the Ben Davis Giants are here at halftime, are leading by a score of 33 to Avon Orioles 12. We're going to send it down for the BD Spotlight Halftime Report to Corey Vervink back in the studio, who's going to give you score updates and whatnot for this halftime report. Corey Vervink, why don't you go ahead and take over?
All right, so reading the scores right now on Operation Football app, I'm seeing that Pendleton Heights is beating Anderson 13-7. Attica and Clinton Prairie are tied 7-7 in the second quarter. Carmel's beating Louisville Trinity from Kentucky 7-0 at half or at second quarter. Monrovia is currently destroying Cascade 41-7 at half. That game's pretty much done. Warren Central is beating Cathedral 20-0 at half. Center Grove is currently losing to Whiteland 13-7 at halftime. And then we got Eastern Green 22-14 over North Knox. Brownsburg is beating Lawrence North 21-7. Lebanon beating Zionsville 3-0. And then we got Hamilton Southeastern beating North Central 21-0. Northview beating Eaglewood 28-7. Pike beating losing to Fishers 14-13. Roncalli beating Franklin Central 7-6. Southport's beating Westfield 27-19. Tri Central is beating Taylor 20-6. Tri West is beating South Putnam 31-0. Triton Central is beating Heritage Christian 15-7. And that's pretty much all the scores I see from today. And seeing how BD did in the first half, they did all right. I feel like when they went down 6-0 Avon early, I felt like they needed to pick up the pace, and that's when the scoring outburst just went crazy and they're leading at halftime. Dorian Tate's running circles around this Avon defense, and certainly Avon losing their starting QB is not helping any. So right now I'm about to send it back to Corey and LaVon at Avon, and this has been Corey Vervink back in the studio.
Thank you there, Corey.
All right, great job, Corey, by getting the score update. So another score update. Brownsburg Bulldogs are leading the LN Wildcats by a score of 21-7, as we said. And John Easter on the mic here, halftime show.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
What's up? I'm doing well. Of course, we're here at Avon High School. Giants are pretty effective so far, don't you think?
Yeah, I do. Scored 33 points in the first half, scoring 30 again for second consecutive weeks in the first half.
I think they kind of relaxed a little bit, and that allowed that one touchdown that we saw. But pretty good effort there by Ben Davis.
Yeah, that was a really great job there by Ben Davis. They seem to really have a lot of control here.
Yeah, so also thing to watch.
And
thing to watch, like, cool, 9:52 left to go in this first half remaining as Ben Davis has the Avon High School band is coming out.
Thing to watch, I think, in that second half.
Kind of trouble. All right, well, so here at Avon High School, Kyle Caster has impressed me a lot. I think he started off a little bit rough, Avon, but with the passes behind, we saw him, like, a little bit of a foot injury, meaning on and off.
I think a thing to watch is Kyle Caster. He definitely did something to his foot, but I tell you what, it didn't affect him on that last drive that we saw the Giants go down on the minute, about a minute and 57, and punch it in. And so that was awesome that the Giants got that done, because I think Avon felt like they might have been trying to turn the corner a little bit with momentum, and the Giants kind of stuffed it, you know, stuffed that momentum a little bit. So be interesting to see if Caster comes back out in the second half or if the Giants still elect to go with Ajay Cooper, because that was a little bit of an insurance touchdown, I think, there at the end of the first quarter for Ben Davis. So I think it's going to be interesting to see what Coach Kirshner decides to do. I'm not comfortable yet. I think the Giants need to get up above 40 here and then set Mr. Caster. But, hey, you know, that's the way it goes. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be very interesting to see just exactly how the Giants go by the second half. Again, Avon is a team that did come back last week from a 21-7 deficit and end up being make opponent Lawrence Central. So they got to make – Ben Davis can't allow Avon to do that.
Yeah, so Avon's no mystery to come comebacks and to get
well,
the
and in that game, you know, Lawrence Central kind of let them back in a little bit, and that's not disrespecting anything that Avon did because they did the thing to get in to get back into the game. But I've heard, you know, LC really didn't take control again until it was close, and then, of course, Avon was able to come back again. So this Avon team has kind of a never-say-die attitude. But, you know, one of the biggest hits I've ever seen on a high school football field happened there, and Brandon Peters got up from it. That's the first thing that he did get up. But Asmar Bilal lowered the boom on him, and it was brutal. It sounded like a car accident out on the field. And, you know, you were wondering if he would get up because, you know, he was down for a little while, but he went out. Obviously, with the new concussion protocols and things, I'm sure they did all that over there on the sidelines, and he must have tested okay because he got back up. So it's been a tough night for both quarterbacks from an injury standpoint. But, you know, I don't think Kyle – I mean, I'm no expert, but I was watching Kyle Kastner. In fact, I was standing about 2 feet away from him when he came off the field, and I think he may have just tweaked his ankle, his lower legs, his foot, something down in that area. It's not his foot either. It's his left foot. So it's as he goes back. So he didn't seem to be affected by it. You know, when you're 6'3" and 205 pounds, you take a licking and keep on ticking. And, you know, he's done that his entire career at Ben Davis. He did miss the one game with the shoulder problem, but we've seen him take some pretty brutal hits and get up. So both quarterbacks in a little bit of injury trouble, but they're hanging in the game.
Yeah, and that's the good thing to see here.
All right, thank you, John Easter, for joining us here on the BDSpotlight.com halftime report with 6:16 to go. Some Vaughn, you compared that big hit to the Antonio Allen hit you saw a couple years ago.
Yeah, again, it was against Pike. It was kind of, you know, it was against Warren too. Because I think at Pike he also hit the returner.
Yeah,
but at Pike, but actually at Warren as well.
The biggest hit I've ever seen was Antonio Allen. He hit Buckley from Warren Central, knocked him cold, and knocked him out of the game. And you know, you went back, you looked at the video, and it was like, you know, exactly what they teach you to do. Everything was exactly what they taught you to do. And one of the coaches had a chance to look. It wasn't a coach, but it was somebody on the sidelines said they had a chance to look at what happened, and they said that Asmar, once again, that was a technique, perfect technique tackle. And it was, you know, Peters is running one direction, Asmar Bilal was running the other, and Peters went the other direction, and thankfully was not injured,
right.
Because that could have been pretty nasty.
I guarantee one thing, Peters won't be running the ball the rest of the game.
Guarantee that.
But I remember the game you're talking about, LaVon, because Antonio Allen had like 3 or 4 games in a row where he knocked a player out you didn't want to, you know, take a hit from Antonio. Now he's at IU, of course, his second year down there in Bloomington. Did he get a red shirt year because of the knee?
I think so.
So that's something I don't know, but certainly. You know, they've been able to, hopefully get in the mix this year down there. Hopefully the Hoosiers can hold people under 40 this year. I think they'll win some games.
Yeah, Allen did have that one big hit, though, this year. That kind of put him on the map to a lot of teams when he did hit that player, I think, in game 2 of the week year. But then, of course, he did have that injury that took him out for the rest of the year. So I think they did redshirt him so that they could save him so that he could have a whole another year. So we're hoping he'll have a better time as well.
And we're going to take a quick 2-minute break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network. When we get back, we'll come back and talk about what Kyle Kastner needs to do to keep this game out of reach for the Avon Orioles. With 3:58 left to go in the halftime show, Avon is trailing 12 to Ben Davis Giants 33 here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Chris, can you put the video game controller down for a second? I can talk and play. Oh, I'm totally annihilating this punk kid in Nebraska.
I just feel like you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
Well, you know, you still ride your skateboard to work, there's the comic book collection, the race car bed.
Look, I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I picked up a few savings tips at feedthepig.org. I have control over my financial life now, and that feels pretty grown up.
Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. For free ideas and easy tips on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. So, I bet I look like a grown-up to you now.
Well, except for the footy pajamas, I'd have to agree.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
This is Friday night. A packed gym. A hard-fought game. The deafening roar of the crowd. This is a fierce rivalry. A competitive matchup. An unbeatable drama. This is intensity, exuberance, and pride. This is the closest you've ever felt to your community. This is as good as it gets. This is Friday night.
At the heart of every community in Indiana, you'll find one. Your local high school is a place to gather, a reason to cheer, a source of civic spirit and pride. It's a chance for students to reach higher and for an entire community to soar. The Indiana High School Athletic Association is a proud supporter of high school sports in Indiana. Shouldn't you be too? Reach higher. This message is brought to you by the IHSAA, inviting you to support the athletic events at your local high school. You'll like what you see.
We're back here at Avon High School here at Hendricks Regional Health Stadium. Here at halftime, where the Ben Davis Giants lead the Avon Orioles by a score of 33-12. The Avon Orioles were the first on the board who put up a touchdown run by Derek Tennant to begin the game. And ever since then, the Giants have really led this game, like took control of it here in Avon.
Yeah, they really have. And, you know, it's going to, like we said in the halftime, it's going to be up to Ben Davis to ensure that they lock this game up and take a 2-0 lead in the season. So they have to understand
it's
that
big to go 2-0 going into McPlay next week, as they do start against a rival, and you know one of the schools you really don't like in Pike.
Yeah, and the last time they actually went 2-0, they ended up going like 8-0 before they lost. Just happened to have been Center Grove, which they returned the favor last year by beating Center Grove when they were undefeated. So there's, I mean, the Giants are off to a great start. I think they're off to a great start. Again, back-to-back games where they've scored at least 30 points in the half. That's an unbelievable stat to carry. The rushing game's been there. The passing game's been there. Their defense has been doing a phenomenal job. I'm right now trying to figure out what I'm going to tell or what I'm going to ask for Coach Mike Kirshner this Tuesday, because I can't find a negative yet.
Can't find one negative?
There's not been many negatives. Maybe the penalties. That's probably something.
Chris Flores.
That, you know what? I'm going to put that up to it. That's a very, very, very good question.
Because kicks are a big part of it.
Yeah, and there's going to be some huge games where that's going to become an issue.
And how about the dropped catches, though, by Story Emerson had a few dropped catches.
The
Drew Smith
balls.
Had muff balls. You can't give up on those, and those have to be caught. Kyle Kastner, yes, he threw some bad balls, but he really got it together. We know you, Yvonne. You always find a negative in something.
I know.
All right, as we're going to reset this clock, about 2 more minutes added on to the halftime. That just makes everything fun. Remember, this is the BDSpotlight.com. Let's go to a score report. Yvonne, why don't you give us some updated scores?
Brownsburg decided to finally pull up. Brownsburg is still, of course, leading 21-7. We've yet to get an updated from the game that should be in the second half now. Whiteland Center Grove, that's still the same. Warren Central Cathedral not gotten an update there as well. So the scores are pretty much the same. Kokomo up 33-14 over Fort Wayne Wayne. So that's very interesting. An interesting game that's been really going on is Hamilton Southeastern is up 31-0 to North Central. That's very interesting to me. Fishers is still up 14-13 to Pike. That game's still at the half. They should be underway in the third by now, though. And a Southport and Westfield, 27-19 Southport leading. And Southport was a team last year that went undefeated almost up to the end of the year. Of course, they did eventually lose in their sectional, which was not how they wanted to see their season end. So Southport continuing to show their regular season skills. Tri-West up 31-0. You know, we used to have Ross here, who former Tri-West, used to help out here. So his former school.
You won't find a Danville score because Danville is at Lucas Oil Stadium tomorrow night, which I will be going to. So if you want to see me and you really want to meet me in person, Corey Clark, one of the voices of the Giants, come to Lucas Oil.
We'll be fine.
You can also follow me at Twitter at WBDG_CoreyClark.
Here he goes.
Well, I'm trying to get me noticed. Hey, go out there. Follow me right now. At WBDG_CoreyClark. If I get a follow from somebody out there, I'm going to give you every one of you a shout out on air, and I will tell a story about you because I'm sure I know everybody.
Sure.
I may be a kid, but I know everybody around here.
Another score update. Cecina up 17-6 to Speedway. Speedway, who shares right next door. Actually, I have to go across the street, and I'll be in Speedway Township. So Speedway down as well. So
Chittard's actually up against Broad Ripple by a score of 56-0 at halftime.
Yeah, that's interesting. Ritter is down 26 to Luther. And that's kind of an issue because Ritter is a defending state champion.
Yes,
they are 0-1 already, possibly going 0-2. This is not something you normally see from Ritter. And they've won like three straight championships.
Wyland and Center Grove. Have you seen that score?
Yeah, that score has yet to change.
13-7.
I don't know if that's going to be an upset, though. Center Grove is a
Southport
team.
Is up against Westfield, the reigning 5A state, reigning, not the champs, but they were there. So it's 27-19, which you probably already said, but. And then looks like
Cater Central is tied with Perry Meridian 7-7. And Columbus East is up 35-7 over Columbus North in the third. And yet to see any difference with Carmel and Louisville Trinity East. Carmel still up 7-0 in the second. So plenty of games going around. There's 61 Indiana games going on right now.
All right. Well, thank you. That was the BD Spotlight Halftime Report. Thank you, Corey Vink, back in the studio. Thank you, LaVon Durden.
Thank you.
And that's going to do it. And the second half will start now. As Ben Davis Giants look to kick the ball off as they were the ones who received the ball in the first half. We'll kick it off the Orioles, who will start this game off, second half off, with the ball. Giants do lead 33-12 here to start off the third quarter of play. Feels like a very long first half.
Yeah, it was a very long first half. In fact, I've lost half of my battery life here on my phone. That's how bad it's been. So
I have 100%.
Well, you have your charger here. My charger has an issue today.
Yep. All right, well, here we go. Start the third quarter off. Chris Flores wants to kick it off to Brian Fitzgerald in the backfield. Flores' kick is up, and don't think we have an issue with his leg anymore as that one hops out of the back of the end zone. And that will start the Avon Orioles and Brandon Peters off at the 20-yard line.
And we'll see what they get started here on this drive as Avon is hoping, you know, to close the gap on this.
All right, well, Brandon Peters in the huddle with his offense. And looking to do something right now, and he's bringing his team out here trying to come back for a deficit here. Peters in shotgun formation with Tennant to his left side. Three wide receivers to the far, one in the near. Peters in shotgun formation. And Peters looking to take the snap. Peters takes the snap, looks to get off the Tennant real quick on the left side. Tennant to the 30. And we take it out of bounds at about the 31-yard line for a complete pass to start off the third quarter for a first down Avon Orioles. And I think we have an update for Trinity Elliott on the sidelines.
Trinity Elliott here from the field, and the Giants were just talking on how the defense has to set the tone right here and just hammer it to Avon right now that they're really serious about this win and that they're ready to win and get another victory. Trinity Elliott from the field.
All right, thank you, Trinity. Again, especially we kind of missed you in the first half. All right, 11:53 left to go in this third quarter as a first down pass was completed. Ball on a 32-yard line. Peters in shotgun formation. One right here to the far, one in the near. Peters, quick back step throw over to Andrew Griffin on the right side to about the 41-yard line. So it's going to be another one first down here for the Avon Orioles as they are clicking back-to-back first down completions by Brandon Peters.
And again, Brandon Peters coming out here. He wants to get something going in this half. He wants to make sure, and really, the Avon as a team, they want to start off strong. They want to see if they can get a consecutive scoring drive going here. That way they can see if they get a chance here against the Ben Davis Giants.
All right, Brandon Peters in I formation under center. Two wide receivers to the near, none to the far. Peters in under center, looking to take the snap with 11:30 left to go. Ball on the 42-yard line. Peters scoring out to the left side as he takes the snap, trying to take it himself, and he's taking himself again and got out of bounds quickly at about the 45-yard line for a gain of about 3. Second and 7 here with 11:30 left to go in the third quarter. Ball on the 42-yard line, and he actually ran again.
Yeah, and this is starting to get a little bit frustrating for the Giants. Again, this is starting to look just like the starting drive for Avon in the first half. The only difference was the Giants were able to put a stop here. And that's what they need to do here. They got plenty of field ahead of them. They just need to put up some good defensive plays and get a stop here. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Yes, sir. Now, second and 2. Ball in the 50-yard line. 11:30 left to go in this third quarter. Brandon Peters under center in I formation. One receiver to the near. Peters takes a snap. Play action fake over to Tennant. Peters scrunch to the right side looking for the tight end, Matt Moore, at about the 30-yard line, who makes a tackle or miss to the 25. Tiptoes at about the 22-yard line for another first down to Avon Orioles. And Brandon Peters is 3 for 3 on this drive to start off the second half.
And again, this was a great play. He rolled out. And this now, you don't see many quarterbacks who can throw on the run. That was a nice, beautiful play. Found the open receiver and got it down the field.
Something you don't see very much. You don't see tight ends anymore in the high school.
Yeah, not too many of them. You know, you get a few few teams.
All right, well, Brandon Peters in shotgun formation with Love to his left and Derek Tennant to his right. One receiver to the far, one, two to the near. Peters takes a snap, looks left, quick pass over to Andrew Griffin at about the 14-yard line, and it's going to hit the ground first, incomplete, so that's going to be the first incompletion of the second half for Brandon Peters. So second and 10, ball on the 22-yard line with 11:16 left to go in this third quarter.
And a score update, not a Mick team, but Batesville is up 20-7 to Milan. Of course, if you remember, Batesville allowed us to be at their school last year when we went to St. Xavier, so, you know, we're going to keep them updated.
Very nice facility there.
Yeah.
I had a good sandwich. I remember that. 11:16 left to go in this third quarter. Ball, second and 10, ball on the 22-yard line. Brandon Peters in I formation. Two wide receivers in the near, one of the far. Peters takes a snap, gives the ball to Tennant on the left side. Jukes right back left, and will only gain about a yard as he's tackled there by Norman Oglesby there for the defensive line. 11:05 left to go in this third quarter. It's going to be 3rd and 5, ball on the 17-yard line.
Score update again. It is finally between Warren Central and Cathedral, 20-7 now. Warren Central still leading that game, but Cathedral trying to roar back.
That's good news for us. We kind of blew out Cathedral, and we're looking to defeat the reigning 6A state champs this year in Warren. 10:46 left to go in this third quarter. 3rd and 6, ball on the 18-yard line. Peters in shotgun formation. Love intended to his sides. Two wide receivers to the near, zero to the far. Peters takes a snap. Shovels looks left. Looks for the end zone. Looking for Andrew Griffin in the corner, and incomplete. Beautiful defensive play there by Jalen Harden of the defense.
And you couldn't really ask for a better red play there. He stayed with his wide out, and he made sure that the ball wasn't complete, because if he was only maybe an inch apart, that would have been a 10 times better chance of catching that ball and end up making it a touchdown.
And it looks like they're going to go for it here.
Well,
I
think at this point you're kind of pushing the pressure.
You got momentum on a good drive, so that's right, kind of why you have to keep going.
You're feeling the pressure now.
All right, Peters in I formation under center. Derek Tennant in the backfield with Andrew Griffin and Braden Luce near on the left side. Peters takes a snap, play action fake. Look for Matt Moore, the tight end, near the 5-yard line, and the ball is going to be knocked out of the hands after he caught it. Actually, it's going to be complete at the 5-yard line of Matt Moore. He's going to catch it, go down, then it's going to fall out, and the ground cannot cause an incompletion. So it's going to be first down, Avon Orioles ball at about the 4-yard line. 10:24 left to go in this third quarter.
Another score update, Brownsburg and Lawrence North. Brownsburg now up 28-7.
It's a great job to have a big, muscular body like that, Matt Moore, as a tight end.
Yeah.
All right, Brandon Peters under center in I formation. Two wide receivers in the air, one to the far. Peters takes a snap, gives up Derek Tennant on the left side. Tennant's going to waltz right in for the touchdown after doing a flip over a defender for a touchdown. Avon Orioles, Derek Tennant with his second rushing touchdown of the night. 10:10 left to go in this third quarter. And the Giants still lead, though, by a score of 33-18. Avon Orioles come back to score. And I think that means we're going to be seeing Kyle Kastner again.
Yeah, I don't think Kastner's day is quite done yet, but maybe fourth quarter, around 5 minutes left, that's when we're going to start seeing him being done.
All right, and it looks like they're going to go for 2. Do the math here. You're a stat magician. If they do 2 and get it, what happens?
All right, well, Peters, I'll answer that. Come back to you. Peters in under center in I formation, one to the far, one in the near. Peters takes a snap, rolls out right, looking to run, but he's going to toss a little easy pass over to Matt Moore, the tight end on the right side for a two-point conversion completed. So the score is going to be Ben Davis Giants 33, Avon Orioles 20, with 10-10 left to go in this third quarter as the Avon Orioles led an offensive scoring drive to begin the second half. We'll take a quick 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Drowning is a leading cause of accidental death for children. For a safer summer, the National Drowning Prevention Alliance urges you to follow the Safer Three. For safer water, prevent children's unsupervised access with barriers and alarms. For safer kids, watch them closely when they are playing in or near water, and make sure they learn how to swim. For safer response, have a phone by the pool and learn CPR. Visit PoolSafely, that's poolsafely.gov, to learn more.
And we're back here at Hendricks Regional Health Stadium here in Avon High School. Ben Davis Giants still lead 33-20, but Avon Orioles are able to lead a scoring drive to begin the second half of play. Brandon Peters looked impressed from that drive, going 4-for-5, finishing it off with a touchdown pass to the big tight end of number 80 of Matt Moore. So it looks like the Ben Davis Giants lead here with only 13 points as they get their first drive of the second half. I asked you to do that stats earlier. Going for two, what's that make it?
It makes a 13-point game. I mean, that's going to – I mean, really, it just makes it a two-score game.
It really does. Now kicking off the ball for Avon is Sam Perino. Sam Perino's going to kick it deep in the end zone. Jalen Harden is going to catch it to one. Jalen Harden crosses the 10, shuffles to the 15, does a spin around the 10, breaking loose at a bunch of tackles at about the 30-yard line. He's finally going to be met up by everybody, and he nearly broke it. And he's going to be tackled down at about the 32-yard line. Beautiful 32-yard return by Jalen Harden, the kick returner for the Giants. With 9:59 left to go in this third quarter, Giants do lead 33 to Avon Orioles 20 as Kyle Kastler and this Ben Davis Giants offense will start their drive at the 32-yard line.
Let's go back to the Warren Central Cathedral game. Safety Cathedral. It is now a 20-9 game. That game is still in the third.
Cathedral now gets the ball, too.
Yes, they do.
All right, 9:59 left to go. Ball on the 33-yard line. Kastner in shotgun formation. Tate to his left. Two wide receivers to the far, two to the near. Kastner using a cadence, trying to get them to draw offside. Doesn't work. He's going to switch Tate over to his right side. Kastner in shotgun formation. Looks to take the snap. He does. Looks to give the ball off to Tate. Up the middle. 40, 45, 50, 40.
He's gone.
30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants. Dorian Taylor's third rushing touchdown of the day to put the Giants up by a score of 39-20 on the first play of the second half of the Giants offense.
That is Dorian Tate's fourth touchdown of the year.
Fifth. One receiving touchdown
today. I'm talking rushing.
I got you, man. But my gosh, Dorian Tate, he's a monster.
You okay?
No, I'm excited. Giants lead 39-20. Giants lead 39-20. 9:49 left to go in this third quarter of play. As it play only took him 10 seconds to run 70 yards. All right, Chris Flores with the PAT attempt is up and good. The Giants now lead by a score of 40-20, and they answer quickly to the Avon Orioles offense as Dorian Tate rushes for a 30-yard touchdown here. Giants lead 40-20. 9:49 left to go in this third quarter. We'll take a quick 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Son, you know how I feel about alcohol.
Yeah, I know.
You're too young. You're still growing.
I know.
When you drink, it screws up your judgment. I don't want you getting hurt.
I know.
Listen, this is real.
I know, okay? I know.
Teenagers know everything. So talk about underage drinking before they know it all. Before they're teens. Start talking before they start drinking. And keep talking. Learn more at StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And we're back here at Avon High School at Hendricks Regional Health Stadium. Giants coming off a scoring drive. Well, basically, Dorian Tate's coming off a scoring drive, running for 70 yards. Giants lead 40-20 here in the third quarter of 9:49 left to go. Chris Flores' kick is up, and it's going to land in the hands in the end zone of Brian Fitzgerald. So the Giants are going to hold them. And Avon Orioles and Brandon Peters will come out and start at the 20-yard line. And I think we have something from Trinity LA on the sideline.
Trinity Elliott from the sidelines here, and Coach Kirchner just met with the defensive line to remind them that they've got to bring the intensity offensive scoring, but they have to bring the intensity right now and show Avon that it's not a game that they're not playing and that they're really serious. Trinity Elliott from the sideline.
Thank you. And thank you, Trinity, as Brandon Peters looking to lead this offense to another scoring drive. Ball on the 20-yard line, 9:49 left to go, first and 10. Peters in shotgun formation of 10 to his left, three receivers to the far, none in the air. Peters scoring out to the right, looking for a wide receiver screen over to Matt Moore, and he's going to be taken out quickly at the 15-yard line. That's going to be a 5-yard loss there for the Avon Orioles offense. So it's going to be second and 15, ball on the 15-yard line, 9:35 left to go in the third quarter.
And at this point, the Giants are at this point going to ensure that they don't allow anything extra so that they don't allow any more scores. They're up by 20, but this game is still in reach.
All right, now Avon Orioles offense, Brandon Peters looking to make something happen. Second and 15 here, ball on the 15-yard line. It is the third quarter, 9:15 left to go in that quarter. Giants lead 40-20. Brandon Peters in shotgun formation, Love and Tennant to his other sides. Two receivers afar, none in the near. Peters takes a snap, quick pass over the right, over to Braden Luce, who's going to make something happen, and he's going to be tackled at about the 20-yard line. So they get that 5-yard loss back, and it's actually going to be a completion by Andrew Griffin, and it's going to be 3rd and 9 now, ball on the 21-yard line, with 8:53 left to go in this third quarter.
And we're got still going same score, Carmel 7-0 over Louisville Trinity. That game's still around halftime. Center Grove has retaken the lead, 14-13 over Whiteland. That game's in the fourth.
Who do we want to win? All right, Brandon Peters in shotgun formation, 3rd and 9, ball on the 21-yard line. Derek Tennant to his left, three receivers to the near, one to the far. Peters takes a snap, shovels back, steps up in the pocket, deep pass over to Andrew Griffin at the 35-yard line. Caught, breaks the tackle at the 40, 50, and it's going to be carried by tackle by Jalen Harden at the Giants' territory at the 45-yard line. So a beautiful 26-yard reception there by Andrew Griffin, and even gorgeous more pass by Brandon Peters. With 8:21 left to go in the third quarter, it's going to be 1st and 10, ball on the 46-yard line.
Griffin carried Harden for 5 yards, literally, on his back.
Well, if I can need to do the stats for you, let me tell you, Andrew Griffin, 6'10", and he's 6'2". Jalen Harden is 6'2". Brandon Peters under center.
What's the difference?
I don't know. Derek Tennant gets a snap up the middle, and he's going to be tackled at about the 38-yard line for a gain of 2. So it's going to be 2nd and 8 with 7:54 left to go in this third quarter.
Well, it's Battle of the Terre Haute, and Terre Haute South winning it so far, 13-0 over
former
North.
Former Mick.
Former Mick, yes. And usually you see North win that game. Different this time around.
Of course, LaJuan knows that. All right, well, 7:40 left to go in this third quarter. Giants lead 40-20. And 7:35 left to go in this third quarter. 2nd and 6, ball on the 42-yard line of Giants territory. Brandon Peters in shotgun formation with Love and Tennant to his opposite sides. Andrew Griffin to the near with Braden Luce to the far. All right, Peters receives a snap. Steps back, looks left. Before he can do anything, a flag is thrown. It's more likely going to be a false start on the Orioles, and it is. So that'll move them back 5 yards and make the 2nd and 11, ball on the 47-yard line, still in Giants territory. And with 7:23 left to go in this third quarter.
Yeah, and this has been an unbelievable game. I don't know what to really say at this point. The Giants are leading this. Their defense is playing really well. Avon's got to get something going. They're running out of time.
Yes, sir. 7:16 left to go in this third quarter. 2nd and 11, ball in the 47-yard line in Giants territory. Brandon Peters in shotgun formation. Derek Tennant to his right. One wide receiver to the far, two to the near. And Peters takes the snap. Scrolling out to the left side, looking to throw. A deep pass looking for Andrew Griffin, but Griffin can't find the ball. And if he would have found it, that could have easily been a completion.
That could have also been easily a flag.
Jalen Harden. But it's going to be incomplete pass now. 3rd and 11, ball on the 47-yard line with 69 left to go in the third quarter. Giants still lead 40-20. All right, now ball on the 47-yard line in Giants territory again. 3rd and 11, Brandon Peters has been red hot in the second half of play. He's not giving up. The junior, a returning starter from last year, we saw him in sectional play, and he has a vengeance on him, as this might not be the last time we see them this season.
Yeah, that's for sure.
All right, Brandon Peters in shotgun formation. Derek Tennant to his right. One right here to the far, three to the near. Peters takes a snap, steps up in the pocket, trying to find Matt Joyce over the middle, and he does. And he's going to be hit hard but caught at the 30-yard line after his helmet is going to be taken off by defensive back Cortez Tennant for the Giants.
Yeah, Morris going to have to go over to the sideline instead of play out. That will also something that's in effect here in the high school level. You know, flag comes out, or helmet comes off, you got to sit a play out. So, I mean, Avon though is really starting to drive.
All right, here we go. 6:42 left to go in the third quarter. Giants 40, Avon 20 lead. First and 10 ball on the 29. Brandon Pierce in the shotgun formation. Takes a snap, gives it up to Derek Tennant up the middle, and he's going to sweep out to the right side and go about to the 28-yard line and maybe gain a yard on the play. So second and 9 with 6:28 left to go in this third quarter. Ball on the 28-yard line.
And that's going to be really interesting to see how the Giants want to handle this one. They've been kind of adjusting their defense in the ways that is necessary to stop Avon. But Avon's still driving. Avon is taking more time trying to set up a good play so that they can keep this ball moving. And right now, Avon's playing better than the Ben Davis defense.
Looks like Jalen Harden is in the game, who is playing safety for instead of Cortez Tennant now. And it looks like Davon's going to take a timeout here with 2nd and 9 to go. Ball on the 28-yard line in Giants territory with 6:02 left to go in the third quarter. Giants do lead over Avon 40-20. We'll take a quick 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
WBDG thanks Classic Kings Automotive, located at 8485 West Washington Street. Classic Kings services include the restoration of foreign, domestic, and vintage classic cars and newer autos as well. Classic Kings also offers sales and brokerage services. 317-333-4427 is the number for Classic Kings. On the web at classickings.com. Thanks to Classic Kings Automotive for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast.
And we're back here at Hendricks Regional Health Stadium here in Avon, Indiana, as the Ben Davis Giants are leading over sectional opponent Avon. Remember, this is the first time Ben Davis has played Avon in the regular season. 6:02 left to go in the third quarter. Giants lead 40-20. 2nd and 9 coming off of Avon Oriole timeout. Ball on the 28-yard line of Giants territory, looking to come off a scoring drive and score again and answer Ben Davis. So 6:02 left to go. 2nd and 9 on the 28-yard line. Brandon Peters under center in I formation, with Cole Wrightley and Andrew Griffin to the near and none to the far. And Brandon Peters trying to get them to jump off sides. Peters takes a snap, play action to Tennant. Peters over the middle trying to find Andrew Griffin, and incomplete, too far out in front. It's going to be 3rd and 9 now, ball on the 28 with 5:58 left to go in the third quarter.
Score update, we're going to the Pike and Fishers game. Pike is now up 19-14 over Fishers. Pike and Fishers in a close one. Another score update. A 2A champion for the last 3 years, Ritter, is now down 35-6 to Lutheran. They're trying to avoid an 0-2 start, which they've not done in their championship reign.
All right, well, 5:50 left to go in this third quarter. 3rd and 9, ball on the 20-yard line. Brandon Peters in shotgun formation. 2 wide receivers to the near, 1 to the far. Derek Tennant to Peters' right. Peters takes a snap, looks right, scrolling out to the right side, being chased by Osmar Bulaw, and makes him throw it away. Beautiful job there by Osmar Bulaw to make the Avon Orioles force on a 4th and 9 now. Ball on the 20-yard line. 5:53 left to go in the third quarter. We'll see what the Avon Orioles offense decides to do here.
Yeah, and again, this is a 4th down situation. They really need the score. We might end up seeing them go for it. Another score update, Southport and Westfield. This game is unbelievably close. 27-26 now. Southport still leading. South is up over Terre Haute North, 21-0. Tri-West is in a shutout win, or not yet a win, but shutout, 38-0 over South Pike.
All right, 4th and 9. They're going to go for it. Ball on the 20-yard line. Brandon Pierce in shotgun formation, Tennant to the right. 1 right here to the far, 3 to the near. Pierce takes a snap, looking for Andrew Griffin on the left side, for about 5 yards short of the 1st down, and that's going to be hold them to a turnover on downs. Kyle Cass and the Ben Davis Giants offense will take over with a ball on the 20-yard line with 5:47 left to go in this third quarter of play.
And one last update I want to give you guys. Again, we said we were going to keep up with Batesville. Batesville is up over Milan, 27-13 in the 4th.
All right, now we're starting to see, do we see Kyle Kastner again, or do we see Ajay Cooper?
It's still too early to call it quits. I think we're going to see him come out here. He's going to at least finish the 3rd quarter. 4th quarter is when we'll probably really start talking about whether or not when does he come
out.
You're
up by 20. It's not that big of a deficit here.
Still got plenty of time.
Yep. Ball in the 23-yard line. Kastner in shotgun formation. Kastner takes a snap, gets the ball off to Tate, and he's going to be met at the line of scrimmage by a group of Avon Orioles there for a loss of 1 yard line. 1 yard there in the play, so it's going to be 2nd and 10, ball on the 23-yard line with 5:34 left to go in this third quarter. Kastner, hurry-up offense. Kastner's in shotgun formation, who now has Chris Evans to his right, with Story Emerson to the near, and Smith, Bond, and Gillis to the far. Kastner takes a snap,
Shuffles right, looks left. Deep pass over the middle, looking for True Smith.
Oh.
And in and out of the hands of Smith, who had an easy walk-in touchdown and can't believe it. And Smith is going to wake up in the morning feeling that one.
Kastner cocked that ball back as far as he could muster, and that was unbelievably done. It was really on True Smith here. You got to make that catch. You just have to, and that one hurts.
It does. Kastner in shotgun formation, 3rd and 12, ball on the 21-yard line after the missed catch by True Smith. Chris Evans to the right side of Kastner, Story Emerson to the near, Gillis, True Smith, and Rashawn Bond to the far. Kastner in shotgun formation, looks to take the snap, does. And Kastner looking for Chris Evans on a wheel route, and Evans reaches around the Avon defender and somehow grabs that ball over him and tiptoes down the right sideline for a Ben Davis Giants first down.
And that's exactly what you want to see. Keep this ball moving as much as you possibly can.
Beautiful grab by Evans. All right, 5:12 to go in the third quarter, 1st and 10. Ball on the 33-yard line. Kastner in shotgun formation, Evans to his right. Emerson to the near, Bond, Smith, and Gillis to the far. Kastner kind of gets his cadence off, receives a snap, gives it off to Evans up the middle. Evans breaks the sack and gets to about the 38-yard line. 5:06 left to go in this third quarter of play. 2nd and 8, ball on the 37-yard line.
You okay?
I'm fine.
Had a little bit of a mouthful there.
Yeah. They're fast. Kastner in shotgun formation. Dorian Tate back in the game to his left. And Kastner receives a snap, gives it off to Evans on the left side. And Evans is going to be stopped about the line of scrimmage for a gain of 0 there. So it's going to be 3rd and 7, ball on the 38-yard line, 4:36 left to go in this third quarter of play. So another third down attempt for the Giants offense. And Kyle Kastner will be on the field looking to receive a play from his coach on the sideline. And the clock will start. 4:23 left to go in this third quarter. 3rd and 7, ball on the 38-yard line of their own territory. Kastner in shotgun formation with Chris Evans and Story Emerson to the near, Brendan Gillis and Rashawn Bond to the far. Kastner in shotgun formation takes the snap. Looks to left, looks right. Cox back, rolls out to the left side, has time. He's going to stop, pick up his feet. Long, deep pass, looking for Gillis around the 35. And no. That was just out of the reach of Brendan Gillis, and that would have been a great play there by Kastner. And that's going to be a turnover. It's going to be a 4th down here, 4th and 7, ball on a 38-yard line. And I thought if Gillis would have put his hands out there, that could have been caught.
And, you know, from where our standpoint is, yes, that's exactly how it looks. But when you're on the field, you're in the heat of the moment, you never really know what's going to end up turning out here. Gillis did his best to put that into his hands. It's going to end up being, you know, a punt. But they're up. They have a lead. It's going to be up to their defense to ensure that they come out of here with the lead still.
All right, now looking to punt is Kyle Kastner. 4th and 7, ball on the 38-yard line. Kastner gets a snap and punts it way up in the air. And it's going to be a fair catch called by Andrew Griffin. It's going to be muffed by Griffin. And somebody jumped on top of it. Was it the white or black? As looks like the Avon Orioles are able to recover as Andrew Griffin was able to jump back on the ball he muffed. So ball on the 34-yard line for the Avon Orioles offense. 3:51 left to go in this third quarter of play. Giants still lead 40-20 over the Avon Orioles. 1st and 10, ball on the 38.
Yeah, that's exactly, I mean, that's exactly, there's no way, better play you could play that play. Muff ball yet again by Avon. I mean, they've had a muff ball almost on every single time that the ball's been either punted or kicked off them.
Excuse me, that was Christian Hunter on the punt, who's a backup punter. I do believe we'll be seeing him punt the ball, as we heard John Easter tell us earlier that Kyle Kastner did have a little twerk on the right ankle. So I don't think it'd be smart to have him be kicking. All right, Brandon Peters under center in I formation. Takes a snap, play action to Tennant. Rolling out to the right side. Looking for a pass, has time. Going to run it himself up the middle, and he's going to fall down, diving to about the 42-yard line. And that's going to be a gain of an 8-yard rush there. So 2nd and 2 with 3:36 left to go in this third quarter, as Brandon Peters got down quick as he saw Osmar Bilal in his sights.
Yeah, and you're going to start seeing these players start to switch out. I think they've actually started switching some of their defensive players out. So you're going to start seeing slowly as more offensive and defensive players for Ben Davis start switching out.
Yep, 3:18 left to go in this third quarter. 2nd and 2, ball on the 42-yard line for Brandon Peters in the offense. Peters in I formation, 2 rows to the near, 2 to the far. Takes a snap, gives it off to Tennant on the left side, and he's going to be tackled at about the 44-yard line for a gain of 4. Might be enough for the first down, and
should be just short.
Should be just short, it looks like. So it's going to be 3rd and inches here for the Avon Orioles offense.
And again, this is another third down and short. They got to start, you know, completing these third down conversions because it's really hurting them in the long run.
Yep, Peters under center in I formation. Two wide receivers to the far, one to the near. Tennant under center in I formation. Takes a snap. Gives it off to Tennant up the middle to look for the first down, and he gets it in more. Going to the 50. Making a defender miss. And a penalty is going to be thrown down after he's being tackled at about the 48-yard line after a 5-yard rush by Derek Tennant to give the Avon Orioles a first down. But first, we see some yellow on the field.
Well, it was a great job by Chad Stringer stopping that from being a longer play. I'm not sure who this goes on, but that was still a great stop there by Chaz.
Oh, and it looks like it's going to go on the Avon Orioles. And it's going to be 2:29 left to go in this third quarter. And it's going to move them back about 10 yards for a holding penalty. So 3rd-and-1 to 3rd-and-11, that's a big shift.
Yeah, it is going to be a big shift, and it's going to make this a lot harder to complete. And the
actually, it's going to be a 5-yard loss, excuse me, so 3rd-and-6.
Still going to be interesting to see.
2:22 left to go in the third corner. 3rd-and-6, ball on the 38-yard line. Brandon Peters in the shotgun formation of Tennant to his left. 3 wide receivers to the far, 1 to the near. Peters calling out a cadence of 10 to his left. Peters takes a snap. Looks left, back, right, trying to scroll out. And before he can make anything happen, he's going to be sacked by Dallas Pitts there on the defensive end for the Giants. So it's going to be fourth down and long here as Avon Orioles punt unit is going to come out after a sack by Dallas Pitts.
And again, this is a great job by the Giants. They capitalize on the penalty, and they're going to get this ball back with not much time left here in the third quarter.
And you're right. 1:39 left to go in the third quarter. Clock is still running. 4th-and-14, ball on the 30-yard line. And the punter for the Avon has came out on the field. And Sam Pirano looks to make something happen. Back to return the punt for the Ben Davis Giants is Jalen Harden and Rashawn Bond. All right, Pirano gets a snap. Long, deep punt going to about the 40-yard line. They're waving it off and going to let it bounce as Jalen Harden is waving his hands, directing traffic. And it's going to take a bounce forward and back to about the 37-yard line. And that's where Kyle Kaster and the Giants offense will start off this offensive drive with about 1:12 remaining in the third quarter. Giants still lead 40-20 here at Hendricks Regional Health Stadium here in Avon.
You know, and at this point in the game, I know it's still the third quarter, still plenty of time left. You know, the Giants are going to have to start considering how they want to attack the rest of this game. Do they want to go slow about this, waste as much time as they want to?
Ben Davis going slow.
It was worth a shot.
Yeah. Catherine shotgun formation. Tate to his right. Two wide receivers to the near, two to the far. Kastner looking to get a cadence right and looking to get the defense to jump off sides, but he does not. Looks back for a play. Kastner back in shotgun formation. Takes a snap. Play action to Tate. Scoring out to the left side. Looking to play action fake, and it's going to be thrown out of bounds, out of the reach of Story Emerson. So it's going to be 2nd-and-10, ball on the 37-yard line.
And I think Kastner tried to salvage something out of that play, but sometimes you have to realize there's nothing to salvage. Throw that ball away and avoid losing yards on the play.
And I think you're exactly right. So it's going to be 1:07 left to go in this third quarter. 2nd-and-10, ball on the 37-yard line. Kastner in shotgun formation with Dorian Tate to his left. 1 wide receiver to the near, 3 to the far. And Kastner looking to get a play from the sidelines. As looks like Tate's going to switch over from the left to the right side of Kastner. So Kastner in shotgun formation takes a snap, gives it off to Tate. And Tate will run up the middle to about the 39-yard line for a 2-yard gain. So it's going to be 3rd-and-8 with under a minute left to go in this third quarter.
Yeah, and like I said, it's going to come down to what the Giants are planning on doing here. They might just roll this one out for the rest of the third.
All right, Wolf. Under a minute left to go in the third quarter. 3rd-and-8, ball on the 39-yard line. Here, Kyle Kastner in shotgun formation of Dorian Tate to his left. 3 wide receivers to the far, 1 in the near. Kastner takes a snap, looks left with a yellow piece of flag throwing out on the field from the referee.
Yellow piece of flag. I'm pretty sure it's not a piece of flag, but
I'm just kidding. Interesting.
It's a yellow piece of flag, everybody.
No, it's not. It's a yellow flag. Come on, Wolf.
There we go.
Come on, all right, it's going to be a false start on the Ben Davis offense. We'll push them back 5 yards and make them start this 3rd-and-13 from the 34-yard line with about 30 seconds left to go in this third quarter. So Kastner is in shotgun formation, has to get one more playoff before this quarter will end. So Kastner in shotgun formation, Dorian Tate to his left, Story Emerson to the near with Gillis, Smith, and Bond to the far.
And Kastner looks to take the snap, and he does. Take snap. It's a low snap, but picks it back up. Looks to left, shuffles his feet. Dart pass over to Brennan, goes across the middle. And with a catch in the air, he's going to be laid out by the Avon safety, but still come up with a catch for a first down Giants here after a beautiful catch near the 50-yard line with with 11 seconds left to go. And I think that's just going to about do it after the whistle is blown here, and that'll do it for the third quarter.
Yeah, and this way you have a 6'6 senior wide receiver just like that to make those plays like those ones.
And 4-3-2-1. And Castro's going to kick the snap and look for a play and then get a screen pass over to Story Emerson, who's going to make one man miss but run into his own guy in True Smith, and he's not going to get any yards there. Oh, that was surprising. No one expected him to really snap the ball there, but that's going to do it for us here at the end of the third quarter. When we come back, we'll be starting the final quarter of play. Giants lead over the Avon Orioles by a score of 40-20, and we're here at Hendricks Regional Health Stadium in Avon, Indiana. We'll take a quick 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.